Dear Olena, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you once again, dear Aleš, for your invitation. Thank you so much. And of course, I thank to the Madam President for your kind hospitality. So, dear attendees, I would like to thank you all for joining this meeting and, of course, for your support of Ukraine. I understand that the ongoing war often fades from media headlines over time, and the world moves on to the next story, and I think it's a natural part of the media cycle, unfortunately. But for those of us who's living through the war, the reality is we cannot look away, we cannot stop going, no matter how long it lasts. And today, it's a sad day for all Ukrainians. Today is the 1,000th day of the full-scale Russian war against my country. And Russia marked this day with another night strike. A dormitory in Glukhiv, the small city in Sumy region, was destroyed by a drone strike tonight. 10 people died, among them one child, and the rescue operation continues. This is the reality we face every day in Ukraine. Russian strikes continue to destroy homes and divide families, with countless lives lost. In the city of Kharkiv, for example, in the city of Kharkiv alone, 380 buildings were damaged and destroyed just last month. That's 10 buildings, big buildings per day. And the destruction is relentless. This is why I am deeply grateful to Slovenia for its support. In March of the last year, Slovenia announced its intention to help with reconstruction in the Kharkiv region, which I mentioned. And its delegation also participated in the Ukrainian recovery conference in London. We truly appreciate this commitment. And here in Ukraine, we focused on rebuilding faster than Russia destroys. This is our approach. We cannot bring back the lives lost, but we must ensure that those who survived have decent living conditions. People in cities like Kharkiv and Glukhiv left homeless and wrapped only in emergency blankets need a sense of stability and dignity. And we cannot wait for the war to end to start rebuilding. So to help with this, I established also my own foundation 2 years ago. This is maybe my personal way of resisting Russia's destruction of our lives. This is my response. And we are working on many important projects, but I'm happy to share some of them with you today. We already have partners in over 30 countries, including Slovenia. And once again, thank you for that. Now, let me briefly introduce our key initiatives that you can maybe join. The first of them, called Room for Childhood. I will tell something about it. In Ukraine, we have many large foster families. This is the families who can raise up to 10 children deprived of parental help. And this is the way how children can raise without the institutions, so in the family atmosphere. In Ukraine, we now have around 1,060 such families. These families have been particularly vulnerable to the war. At least 85 of them have lost their homes and been forced to flee. I've heard their stories firsthand. For example, one family hid in the basement of the bombed out factory for 2 months before they were able to evacuate. Can you imagine? Two parents, 10 children in the basement of the factory. It is difficult. My foundation is building new homes for them. For such families, totally complete with all they need. We've already built 14 houses and are working on 20 more. The goal is to provide these children with a safe and happy childhood despite the challenges. The next project I will tell you about, Voices Camp for psychological rehabilitation. These camps provide the psychological support to children who have witnessed the horrors of the war. Many have lost loved ones or seen their homes destroyed. We already run 6 sessions for nearly 300 children and are seeking partners to continue this vital work in 2025. Our aim is to help these children recover and ensure that the war remains just a chapter in their lives and not something that defines them forever. And for this purpose, we have to make the psychological rehabilitation and begin it just now. The next project is about scar healing. Many children and adults in Ukraine bear not only emotional scars, but physical ones as well. Recently in autumn, as you mentioned, Dr. Alish attended the summit of the First Ladies and Gentlemen, and he saw a young boy, do you remember, waltzing beautifully, though he had, Roma, yes, he had to dance in a mask. This is because he sustained burns over 80% of his body during Russian bombing of Vinnytsia in 2022. And there are hundreds more children and adults like him in Ukraine. After the global medical healing, they even sometimes don't know that they have the opportunities to take care about their scarves. There are much more problems with the skin after the medical surgeries, and it can be solved. So the psychological impact of such injuries is significant. To help these victims, our foundation want to purchase specialized laser equipment, the electronic Picopolis it's called, to treat burn scars and other injuries. We have just one in Ukraine, and the second will be very helpful. The next project is Izum Hospital reconstruction. The Izum Hospital, it used to serve 150,000 patients annually before the war, and it was destroyed during the occupation. It was in occupation. Our foundation is committed to rebuilding it, and thanks to Slovenia's support, we've been able to acquire 30% of the medical equipment and 100% of the furniture needed for the rehabilitation department. So we are now focused on equipping the hospital, the other departments of the hospital, with tools for surgery, blood storage, and more. The next our project, and I love it, to be honest, schools for superheroes. These schools' educational spaces provide education to children undergoing long-term medical treatment in hospitals. Education offers these children a break from their trauma and helps with their recovery. There are currently 17 such schools in Ukraine, 6 of which are funded by our foundation. Each of them has 100, 150 students and dozens of teachers. We are committed also to restoring a school at Ahmadid Children Hospital in Kyiv, which was damaged in a recent summer bombing of Kyiv. And in coming year, we plan to establish at least 6 more schools in areas that lack them. These are briefly the projects we are presenting now. And I invite you to support one that resonates with you most. The people benefiting from these initiatives are deeply grateful for any assistance you can offer. I want to add that in this phase of destruction, rebuilding a life that is dignified and fitting for the 21st century is not only an act of compassion, but also a wise investment, I think so. It strengthens the world in a whole, reinforcing our values, our common values. And by improving life in Ukraine, we also enrich everyone involved in this effort. I thank you for recognizing this and for helping us to make it reality. Thank you again for your attention and support. Thank you so much.